Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I just want to bring up one thing that not a lot of folks have been talking about lately, but I think we should lead the effort on it, and it's open carry of firearms. And it was an item that was brought up a long time ago by Matt Gaetz, and it passed the Florida House, and then once it went to the Senate, it was moving through committees, and then it died from a South Florida senator.
So this is James Calkins, not at yesterday's meeting. This was at a previous meeting, and it wasn't an agenda item. It was just kind of, you know, the commissioners talking amongst themselves, as they do. And he says, look, I think it's time for us to get back to supporting open carry as a county. And for those who don't know the terminology, look, you know, concealed carry is what you do under your clothes, under a shirt, where other people cannot see the gun. Open carry is where somebody else can see the gun. That's the distinction. Of course, in Florida, we recently passed non-permitted concealed carry or permitless concealed carry. Some people call that constitutional carry. I think that is a terrible name because there's all kinds of different schemes that are constitutional. So, I mean, if you really wanted to say constitutional carry, that would be, you know, like, oh, I think open carry and permitless concealed carry. But I think permits are allowed, too. I mean, Antonin Scalia, you know, said that a permitting scheme would be allowed. So it's just it's a dumb name, constitutional carry, frankly. It's very misleading. I prefer to say open carry, concealed carry, permitless concealed carry, and so forth. And so anyway, these are not county issues, right? These are state issues. This is something that the legislature brings up. But James Calkins has made a habit over his tenure of bringing up not county issues as things he wants to get the county to take a stance on, like being a, you know, a Second Amendment county or being a pro-life sanctuary and that kind of stuff. And frankly, I'm torn on it. I mean, I think it wastes a lot of time. I think it's not really related to the business of the county, and I think it's basically grandstanding for him, you know, to try to get people who are very, very conservative in Santa Rosa County worked up in favor of him. And it's like the only thing he's really got to really advertise himself for is, you know, look at all the great things I did that I did as a non-legislator where I don't have the authority to do anything about it because this stuff's all preempted to the state anyway. But okay, put all that aside. He brings it up again, and I was, frankly, I was surprised because I didn't remember the history with Matt Gaetz, and there's a part of me that anytime Commissioner Calkins is saying, I'm kind of going and fact-checking, and no, he's right. He was right. You know, I forgot that Matt championed the cause of open carry back in 2015, I think it was, and that it, you know, basically died for lack of a Senate, and that's something that he pushed for aggressively, and James Calkins says, you know, let's go.
What happened was the conversation started moving on to constitutional carry, which had to do with the concealed weapons permits and getting rid of them. And I'm proud of this board for being the first county in the state of Florida to do a resolution to support constitutional carry. And that was, now that's law of the land signed by the governor. So I think that we need to work together and just make it simple. Tell our representatives to push for just plain and simple open carry of firearms.
Yeah, now, is that because Santa Rosa County created momentum or because Santa Rosa County found a wave that was already happening and, you know, got on board? The point is, he says, let's come out and support open carry. Let's take that last step. Sam Parker, who's a gun advocate, says, I'm with you on all this stuff. I'm not sure how it's related to the issue of, you know, funding priorities for the legislature, which is what the real topic at the time was all about. But I was surprised to learn, and, okay, call me ignorant, fine, that's no problem, I don't mind it, I'll take it because I didn't know this. The comment about how Florida is one of only a very, very small number of states that do not allow any open carry. I was always under the impression that it was about half and half and that was it. you know, that open carry was right in, you know, some states, but not all. No, it turns out that you have Florida, Illinois, New York, and California, and Washington, D.C. The only places that you can't carry openly. Now, some of them require a permit to carry openly, and some of them have what I would call like Arizona carry, where it's, you know, or Oregon carry, where it's no permit required whatsoever. How did Florida, the home of all the guns, how did we become the state that's more restrictive than 45 other states? That's wild to me. And I have always said I believe in open carry. I like open carry. I think that's the way to go. I like the idea of people being able to choose whether to open or conceal. A lot of times I have historically avoided concealed carry because it's inconvenient. Open carry is a lot more easy to do. And I, you know, having lived in places where we have open carry, it's, you get used to it. It's no big deal. Somebody's at the grocery store. Somebody's, you know, carrying at the, like, you still can't carry in bars. Okay. You can't carry in schools. There's still the same restrictions, but he says, let's go for it. And I was just, again, very, very surprised to find out that, Wyoming kind of led the charge in 2011 and Alabama followed suit in 2023, to get rid of the permitted carry. And now 13 states have open carry without a permit, but require one for concealed. No states do it the other way around, okay? And here in Florida, we're a weird outlier. We're aligned with the liberal states. So what do you think? Should we just have open carry? Is it weird that as a state that's been so conservative so recently that and pro-gun that we would not have open carry? Will it get picked up in the legislature this year? I don't know. There's long been this conversation about post-Parkland. You know, we have to do something to bring other people on board. But with a sweeping victory by DeSantis in the last gubernatorial election, maybe that era is over. Maybe it finally is time. And by the way, I'm with James on this. I'm with Commissioner Calkins on, you know, advocating for open carry. Because, again, I think it makes sense. There's no reason to limit it. And the Constitution says, you know, the right to keep and bear, which would include that. 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. Not yet, anyway. It looks like, as I mentioned earlier, I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. Taking a look at 90 from Mobile Highway to Cervantes to Scenic, the same road. It's all good. We're not showing any slowdowns. And 98 clear as well. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, along with your comments, of course. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got an import like a Porsche or Mercedes-Benz, a BMW, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, these are cars that you pay a little extra to get because they're worth it. You do not have to pay a little extra to maintain. You can get them maintained at Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. You don't have to go to the dealership. And if that dealership happens to be, you know, a long way away, over some water, across a bridge that nobody wants to drive on, you don't have to. You can take care of that right here at Bobby Likas. They work on those cars all the time. They work on diesel engines. You got a diesel truck that's misbehaving, take it to them, you know, whatever. They work on those, no problem. And all your other cars, like ordinary cars, you know, your American maids, whatever, they work on it. And their philosophy is, you know how you go to get a physical once a year just to make sure everything's okay, you know, routine, scheduled body maintenance, same thing for your car. There are certain check marks with mileage and age, and you should check out the car routinely to make sure that you're not on the way to getting a big catastrophic problem, because when it breaks down, it's expensive and inconvenient. You can avoid that by preventative maintenance, which is why they call it, guess what? Preventative maintenance. Like, that's the idea behind the term. So if you need any of that stuff done, or if you do have a big problem, either way, take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's eclectic. They started with a dream and a vision to be the band of choice for any occasion. Funk, jazz, Motown, R&B, neo-soul, country, top 40, and more. This week at Bands on the Beach with Eclectic. No pets, no glass.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Fox News' Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Good morning, 5:21 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Forgot to mention it yesterday. I feel so bad about this. We had our 16-year anniversary as a radio station.
Oh, happy birthday, sweet 16.
I know. Yeah. Quintanilla, isn't that, is that 14 or 16? All of a sudden, I've said it out loud. I think I might be wrong about that.
Quintanilla is 15.
No, okay.
Yeah, but sweet 16.
But yeah, 16, we'll take it. We can drive.
I love
just
got
to apply for a license. So very cool. Been on the air for all that time. Also, the Air Force. Air Force had their anniversary yesterday. 76 years, I think is correct. And I just forgot to mention it. Do we have anything for today? Because what will happen is tomorrow I'll be like, oh, I didn't mention this today. The Continental Congress passed the first federal budget in 1778. Okay, well, moving on. 4376. Well, the leaking oil well at Deepwater Horizon was sealed in 2010.
Oh.
So but that's newsworthy history, I guess. Yeah. All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Rudy Giuliani is being sued by his own lawyer. He's accused of not paying more than $1.3 million in legal fees to his attorney, Robert Costello, who'd been heading up Giuliani's defense in several investigations, lawsuits, and proceedings. President Biden addressing the United Nations General Assembly later this morning. The White House says he'll be reiterating U.S. support for Ukraine and issuing a defense of American leadership abroad. Ukrainian President Zelensky also expected to speak today. And Hawaii is reopening to tourism, reopening Maui to tourism, I should say, on October 8th. But a lot of people believe that's just too quick after the wildfires. There's been a petition going around urging the state to move those plans back. So far, that's up to about 4,000 signatures.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I have a bit of sad news. I mean, it's the kind of news that you're going to be like, oh, man. You know the rocket, the Saturn rocket that's on display on 65 going up to Nashville?
Yeah, in Montgomery.
You know? Yeah, well, it's a little outside, but yeah,
but
in that
near
vicinity.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Huntsville.
Near there. They're taking it down.
Why?
It's old and falling apart, and it's built in such a way that to maintain it, you have to disassemble it, and it's just too expensive. They're just going to take it down.
Oh, that's the one you can go get your picture made.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
can I have it? how do we get our hands on some of it?
I think, well, disassembly is already underway. So go break into the perimeter, and I won't rat you out for getting into a construction site. But that's like,
I could probably do it and come back before
it's like
tomorrow.
The coolest thing. Just yeah. It's this weird little, it's like when you're driving past the Blue Angel that's at the Welcome Center, or the
sure.
other one going the other way towards Fort Walton, you know, and you see them, you're like, oh, that's so cool. And then, you know, you've seen it for years and years, and then all of a sudden, oh, you know, it's not there anymore. But it is kind of, in my mind, it's kind of representative of all the things like DC is always talking about, DC Reeves, where, you know, we put these things in and then we don't budget for the cost of maintenance. You know, and they are expensive to maintain.
I can put it in my backyard with the Sheriff Morgan statue.
on the top.
What up? I did ask for that, too. They
the statue on the top of the Saturn rocket.
Yeah, so, see, he could stand there.
437-1620, 437. Oh, I learned. Okay, let's give him traffic on the fives. My boss would be super happy I got this right on time for the first time ever in history.
Well, if you are going to 65 to maybe steal a piece of that rocket for your friend Candy Cullerton, who lives in Myrtle. No, just kidding. Everything is fine. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays. 65, speaking of which, is doing just fine as we zoom out. But everything else is too. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays. 90 clear from Milton into Pace into Pensacola. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip or a tip on how to get some of that Saturn V rocket, 437-1620, text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, I have a non-breaking news, interesting note story. Can I share?
Yeah,
yesterday,
please.
We were talking about the Barber Marina, this cool place over in Alberta.
Bama Henge,
the Knights in the Woods, the dinosaurs, the sundial, the giant spider, the
that
lady
really
in the water.
It really does exist.
It's all real. Well, somebody had posted on where I had posted about this on Facebook, and somebody had made the comment, you know, hey, did you check out Pirate's Cove? I'm like, I don't even know these words, okay? And so Pirate's Cove is this little bar where you can pull your boat up to the beach like a pirate cove.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a, you know, cool little
Neat.
Bar place right in that same vicinity. Well, what I always do when somebody says something like that is I always go look at it on Google View. You know, Google like
sure.
Earth first and then. And I was looking at it overhead and like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I thought, well, I wonder what it looks like from the ground, you know? And so I pulled my little... You know, the Google doll, you know, the little
right,
orange
so it
Google
could look
doll.
Like you're walking down the road.
So I dragged him over to look at it. And as I was dragging him over, like, the bay, basically, to get to Pirate's Cove, I realized that, you know how they give the little blue lines of where all the available drop sites are for the Google doll so that you can see which streets, because
sure.
some streets are private streets and they don't
right.
go on there.
That's right.
I noticed that there was a blue line going through the water, like through the bay. I'm like, the what now? There was, and not just one, but a couple of them right through the middle of the waterway. And I thought, why would there be Google Street View on the water? And I was a little concerned about dropping my Google dial over the water because maybe he drowns. I don't know if he can swim. But anyway, I dropped him on it. And I kid you not, there's a thing called Google Waterway View.
Oh, wow. That's new.
Google boats that go around and take. Just like Street View with, you know, a car with the camera on it.
Whoa.
There's boats that have gone through
there's
the area.
View.
Yeah, waterway view. Now, here's what's weird. This has been around since 2019, and I never heard of it. And I went to look, and I'm driving with the boat as I'm moving my Google cursor around, and you can see it from the boat. Just the weirdest thing. And then I'm like, well, how common is this, and how did I not know about this? So I went to look, and I couldn't find anywhere else that this exists other than that one little region.
Besides the Pirate's Cove.
Yeah, like Pirate's Cove sure. right outside of Alberta, right in that vicinity. There's a couple of lines, and then there are none in Pensacola that I could find or in Fort Walton. Like, I kept looking along the coast, and I couldn't see anything. So I don't know how prevalent this is, but I was like... What in the world? I just thought it was an interesting thing. So that's my non-news weird follow-up story for you from yesterday. The things you learn just by playing around on the internet. 437-1620. Mostly they're good things. 437-1620.
Also, if you see Google Street View, get out and dance in the yard.
Oh, if they're coming? Yeah, get yourself on there.
Brenton, the... I missed it. I was so mad.
I know. It's funny.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to save this story for tomorrow. I'm just going to. Do you see the Bob Ross first painting on TV? You know, the first show he ever did is up for sale?
Oh, that's wild. Okay.
$9 million.
Oof.
And can I say this? I don't mean to offend you if you're a Bob Ross lover, but it ain't that good. Okay, it's Bob Ross art. It's just not. You're not going to a museum looking at this painting thinking, man, that is fantastic. You would look
at the strokes on that. Yeah, I know, right? Like, it's Botticelli-esque.
Exactly. You would look at it and be like, what is that doing here?
Somebody built a happy tree.
Because he was great at teaching ordinary people to paint ordinary paintings, and that's fine. That's a great thing. He did an amazing service to people in this country, but it's not good. I mean, it's the kind of thing you'd go and you're like, you know, you ever pick through the like art at the Goodwill or the Salvation Army?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, and you're like, no, no, definitely no. This is a definitely no. Okay, it's really
that's
not
thing
good.
You get for the frame.
That's right, right, and the frame is actually okay. But so the folks who own it, it's called A Walk in the Woods, 1983, and it's up for sale now. Everybody seems to recognize that nobody's going to pay $9.8 million for it, I guess, but they're trying to make the point about, you know. it has value and they'd like to see it go to a museum. And if somebody's willing to fund this, maybe the money will go for other things. But Bob Ross apparently passed Andy Warhol and Pablo Picasso as the internet's most searched for artist, according to Google Analytics.
That's interesting.
Isn't that weird? Like, the people going on Google looking for an artist, Bob Ross is the top search.
He's certainly the most normal out of the three. I never got the Thomas Kincaid thing.
It's pretty, but this painting was owned by a woman who volunteered at the station where he recorded the TV show, and then she won it in an auction to support the station. He always painted three. Yeah. Like the one, the other one, and then the one after that of the same painting. So anyway, if you've got $10 million laying around, you can get bad Bob Ross art.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Now back in the United States, five Iranian Americans released from prison in Iran in a swap for five Iranian prisoners and the release of frozen oil income.
Freed American Siamak Namazi talking in a statement of the guilt he feels about what he calls courageous individuals he loves and admires languishing behind those walls. Critics of the deal warn Iran may feel emboldened to take more so-called political hostages. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The family of a man accused of killing a Los Angeles County sheriff's deputy sitting in his patrol car Saturday says he's paranoid schizophrenic.
Investigators say 29-year-old Kevin Salazar was arrested after an hours-long standoff. Law enforcement sources say Salazar was involved in a road rage incident the day before, and the other driver helped to identify him.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Ryan Klinkenbrumer was a third-generation deputy, 30 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31. News Radio 92.3, 67 degrees right now. It is mostly clear in Pensacola today. A former preacher in Milton will spend 60 years in a federal prison for committing child sex crimes in Fiji.
According to FDLE, 42-year-old Jason Moore was sentenced after pleading guilty in February to two counts of illicit sexual conduct in foreign places. According to his indictment, Moore engaged in the sex crimes between March of 2013 and February of 2016. He was arrested in Santa Rosa County late last year after victims came forward. Investigators say the crimes happened while Moore was working as a preacher on missionary trips in the country. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Teenagers across the state might be able to work more if a new bill passes. State Representative Linda Cheney filed HB 49 yesterday. That allows 16 and 17-year-olds to work before 6:30 in the morning and after 11 p.m. They'd also be allowed to work more than 8 hours before a school day and over 30 hours a week when school's in session. The next legislative session starts in January. Walt Disney World theme park is back to normal today. This is after a bear was spotted inside the park and captured yesterday. Florida wildlife expert Ron McGill says there's thousands of bears across the state.
There are approximately 4,000 bears in the state of Florida now, and the majority of that population is in the central part of the state. So we're seeing more and more of these incidences where bears are seeing people and vice versa. But, of course, having one in the Magic Kingdom will draw a lot of attention.
And that bear was caught in a backstage area near the Magic Kingdom's Frontierland on Monday. Disney did temporarily close down a portion of the park after the bear was spotted inside, and experts believe it was most likely just scavenging for food as they're trying to pack on extra fat before the start of winter. Pensacola's Bay Bluffs Park is going to be closed for a while, indefinitely, as a matter of fact. Report from the News Journal yesterday says much of the existing boardwalk in the park has to be demolished because of a lack of maintenance from the city over the years. Reportedly, it would cost in the low six figures just to get an assessment of what has to be demolished, and then could be over $1 million for a restoration of that boardwalk system. The city is aiming to keep portions of the boardwalk that can be saved while rebuilding other parts from the supports up. But right now, no timeline on when or if that'll happen. And there's no current identified funding source for any of that as well. The Sanger Theater has the U.S. Navy's Jazz Ensemble performing in a free concert next month. It's going to be on Tuesday, October 24th. The Navy band Commodores featured 19 different top jazz and big band musicians, offering styles that range from the sounds of the swing era to contemporary high-energy music. And again, it's going to be a free concert. General admission tickets are available at the Sanger Theater. You do have to pick those up in advance of the concert. You can get them Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It is 635. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right, not showing any slowdowns or delays. Taking a look at 29, good from the Atmore cutoff to the split at Pace Palafox, not showing any problems there. 98 accident free, the General Chappie James, that is a 3-mile bridge, also accident free, everything flowing smoothly right now. If you have traffic tips, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, yeah. Candy. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast with Alan Strum.
Beautiful weather continues again, and after a cool morning start, we'll end up with highs in the upper 80s. Sunny and dry all day long with lower humidity yet again. That changes a little bit as we move into Wednesday, where we could see a few more clouds and have a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up late in the day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now, 67 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, and 62 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Instacart set a price of $30 a share for its initial public offering at the high end of expectations in a further sign of resurgence in the IPO market. At that price, the grocery delivery company would be valued at $9.9 billion. The pricing sets the stage for the San Francisco-based company to start trading today on the NASDAQ under the symbol CART, C-A-R-T. Instacart's IPO follows a successful debut last week of British chip designer Arm, and should its shares trade well, too, that could set the stage for more startups to list their stocks. Dollar General has been working to expand its private fleet and expects to reach more than 2,000 tractors before the end of the year. The discount retailer's fleet, which currently consists of more than 1,800 tractors, handles nearly half of its own outbound transportation needs. The chain says its private fleet helps it lower its overall transportation costs. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Financial literacy isn't taught in our elementary classrooms, and parents lack the resources to teach it at home. But now the kids can learn about finance thanks to Be Sensible Smart and BCS-Kids.com. The Sensibles are a team of animated superheroes who help kids age 6 through 12 develop smart money habits in a fun way. Buy a subscription for your loved ones, and each month they'll get a kit in the mail with an entertaining DVD, comic book, and activities. Get 20% off using promo code CENT when you visit BCS-Kids.com.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We'll be right back.
Presidents like to slice and dice our country into red states and blue states. Red states for Republicans, blue states for Democrats.
Nice thing about you, Joe, is that you can sound like a liberal, but at heart you're an American.
Who filed it?
Yeah, this is Candy's favorite game. I literally saw.
You made me turn off Rush for this.
I literally saw Candy go from this triumphant, hurting herself dancing to Rush to, you might have said a bad word.
Oh, I did. I'm surprised people didn't hear it in Alabama. It was a Queen Mother one, too. Yeah,
she loves this game. This is the Who Filed It game. This is where I tell her a bill has been filed in Tallahassee, and she. Tells me whether it came from a Republican or a Democrat. We got about 10 here today. You ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes, I'm sorry. I don't represent my gender or Pensacola. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
HB 39, refusal to submit to breath, urine, or blood test, that if you refuse a breathalyzer with a warning, you lose your license for a year. And then after the year, you have a year of having an ignition interlock on your car. So mandatory. So you can't say no to a breathalyzer anymore. Would be what
right.
This does.
I guess I thought that was already the case.
No, you don't remember the. I always get his name wrong. David Maloney, Daniel Maloney, the lawyer,
David Maloney, right?
Who refused one and then had no consequences in the end is how I remember that that case taking place. Anyway,
he's
so
a lot
no
for the community.
You know,
I'm gonna guess.
No, absolutely. But that was one fairly high profile
cool,
one.
Democrat.
Republican Tracy Koster. Yeah, there you go. Because Democrats don't care about people's lives.
Oh. Fourth.
Just kidding. It's a joke. SB 28, license taxes, which puts a tax, an annual tax, on having an electric vehicle. $200 starting January of 2029. And then there's an eventually it's going to move up to, it would start before that. It moves up to $250 in 2029. But who wants to tax electric vehicles of a certain size? It wouldn't be on scooters and e-bikes and things like that.
Republicans.
Yes, that's exactly right. Ed Hooper, Republican. This is to make up for the gas tax that electric vehicles are not paying. It's interesting. It's a scooter. It's on anything below 5 kilowatt hours for a battery. And typically, like a scooter is a quarter kilowatt hour. An e-bike might be a third. Cars are 60 to 200 kilowatt hours. So it's a, you know, pretty much bigger battery. Termination of pregnancies. This bill clarifies that the provision that says that a person who willfully performs an abortion commits a felony of the third degree, clarifying
Republican.
that does not apply to pregnant women who terminate the pregnancy. You know, Governor DeSantis has said that, but just it explicitly says that the provision about penalty does not apply to the mother.
Republican?
Democrat. Lauren Book. One of the most Democrat of the Democrats, other than on gun topics. That's because she sat on the Parkland Commission. So that doesn't change the law. It just clarifies the law, really.
Right.
HB 49, employment and curfew of minors. So right now, you have rules about the 16 and the 17-year-old. They can't work before 6:30 a.m. or after 11 p.m. or for more than 8 hours in a day when school is scheduled the following day. Can't work more than 30 hours in a week. There's a bunch of restrictions on them. And this would delete that and let 16 and 17-year-olds
Republican.
Work basically as 18-year-olds. It would also move down from 17 to 15 so that minors 15 and younger can't work for more than 6 consecutive days in a week or more than 4 hours continuously without an interval of 30 minutes. So this would allow 15 and under to work with restrictions, 16 and 17 to work as adults, and it would prohibit curfews that interfere with 16 and 17-year-olds working.
Yeah, I mean, who cares about school? I don't. Republican?
It is. Linda Cheney, Republican. That's exactly. But think about it this way. We have workforce problems.
This is finding
employees for the jobs that are right now going unfilled because of all the reasons. But yeah,
have you ever met a farm kid?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Right. You know,
and ask their parents how little they work.
There's some exemptions in there for things like I think farms are exempted, and there's a thing for like homework if you're working your parents' business.
Oh,
that kind of stuff.
Of course,
This is just going to work at the Burger King or whatever.
I get it, but my goodness.
Professional licensing requirements for barbers and cosmetologists, and what this says is that a conviction for a crime more than 3 years prior to the date of an application to be like an electrical contractor, an air conditioning contractor, a barber, a plumber, and a bunch of other things, that if you were convicted more than 3 years ago, that cannot be used to deny you your contracting license.
Oh, so, I never thought
which
of
I guess that. Right now it is a problem. It could be denied. And this would say more than 3 years ago cannot be denied. It would also require educational program credits for inmates towards getting vocational training. Republican or Democrat?
Democrat?
It sounds like a Democrat, and it is a Democrat, oh. Linda Stewart. But I would support that one. That one makes sense to me. In fact, I mean, because people who get convicted and they learn a trade, they need to be able to work. Otherwise, how are they going to, you know? So that one makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Review of employment contracts allows you to demand that your employer give you your employment contract right now, anytime you want it, in case you've lost it or can't find it, misplaced it, whatever. Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
It is a Democrat. Same. Linda Stewart.
All right, Linda.
She's
keeping me alive.
Flood zone SB 38. Flood zone disclosures for dwelling units. If you are renting and you are renting in a flood zone, the landlord has to tell you that you're renting in a flood zone before you sign the papers. And if it's a flood zone, tell you the risk level and you know what kind of things are involved there, as determined by FEMA.
You can't just look it up?
Okay. Well, that's what they're saying. You shouldn't be on the renter to look that up. The landlord has to tell you.
No, I mean, I hear you.
Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Democrat, Linda Stewart. Again, I like that bill. That makes sense to me. That's an easy thing to tell people, and surely renters ought to know. Comprehensive waste reduction and recycling to basically direct the state to figure out recycling and have a plan for how to deal with it. You know, we've had lots of problems here with recycling. Mm-hmm. This is to study the problem at a state level and to figure out a state-level solution to
it. That sounds like a Republican.
It is a Democrat,
thing.
Linda Stewart. She filed a bunch of bills yesterday.
Son of a gun, Linda.
And then finally, last one that got filed,
Linda
HB 47.
Oh.
Good guess, though.
Yeah.
Municipal water and sewer utility rates. So if an entity runs a municipal water or sewer system and then it contracts to provide that service to another area outside of the city limits, this limits the surcharge they apply to 25%. Like, you can't charge them a bunch more just because they're not your city residents.
Right. No,
okay?
That's great.
And also, if you have a wastewater treatment plant in that location, you can't charge them more than you charge your city residents. You have to charge them the same. So it's limiting what municipal utilities can do to charge non-residents for their service is basically the idea here. Democrat or Republican?
Is this just all of the bills filed in Tallahassee ever? And Republican?
It's a Democrat. It's Felicia Robinson. So not Linda Stewart, but anyway, there you go. Those are your bills filed. So
God.
We always try to keep you up to date and play. See, you did great. You got almost all of them right.
I got almost all of them wrong, thanks to Linda Stewart.
Time for Traffic on the Five.
All right, this brought to you by Staples Stores, who provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store. As we take a look around the area, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. There's one thing, and this is Bauer and Sorrento. I am showing a vehicle crash with injuries. I'm not showing a slowdown, though. Certainly let us know if you see anything. Traffic tips, of course, you can text in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative local. Dependable.
And somebody texted
Republican.
In here.
nice. Thanks.
Somebody texted in and said felony convictions that have been fully processed should not be required to be disclosed on any job application ever. I would tend to want to. I tend to agree, except for the violent and/or sexual crimes.
Right. Sure.
That's because then you're talking about sort of, you know, well.
I don't know, dude. I would want to know if a bank robber was working
here. Well, yeah, I was going to say, what if they're like larceny type, you know, theft crimes, and then you got somebody working the cash register. You know, those are sort of
or you're
too.
Bored.
Yeah.
you know, I mean, hello. I was never arrested for anything.
As far as you know. So
as I know, I am willing to learn.
But no, the whole problem, of course, of people who have been convicted and served their time and paid their fee, if there was one, is they need to be able to get jobs.
Absolutely.
They
especially
need to
now.
Be able to get jobs.
Right.
And right now, of course. But, you know, as an employer, there's the, let's call it the ick factor, you know. And then there's.
Call it the ick factor?
Yeah. Like you just don't want to. And also the. Sort of defense, you know, CYA factor of if something ever goes wrong, then I don't want to have to admit that I hired somebody I knew had been a felon. I maybe didn't tell all my employees. Well, if they don't have to disclose it on the form, then you avoid some of those issues. But it's a longstanding conversation with, you know, there's sides to this. 649 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We always talk about Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. And, you know, she's great. They're great, wonderful folks to help you buy or sell a home or just give you advice. Somebody wrote on the Leavenrinke Realty site recently, Merle and Barb, a pair, said, Christine is the best due to a serious health issue. About 6 months ago, we decided to move closer to our children. So move away. Okay, from here. In looking for a realtor, we saw that Christina had a proven track record in sales. After giving her a call, she recommended a price and sold our home in 4 days. If that wasn't enough, after we relocated out of state, she spent many hours ensuring a storm-related storm shutter issue was resolved. You'll not go wrong if you use Christina for your next home purchase or sale. I know I've talked to Christina many times about, you know, she's in there spackling nail holes the night before closing. I mean, just whatever it takes to get your home sold or to help you buy one, you know, she takes care of it. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rinky Realty.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Hey, if you are a business owner, you've got employees, you deal with health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, you manage HR and payroll, and if you love doing it or it's going great, wonderful. Ignore me, no problem. But if you would like some help with that, or maybe you don't like dealing with it, or maybe you just wonder, could we provide alternative or better services to our employees? Hey, this is why you call Torgerson Causey. For more than 20 years, they've been helping local businesses just like yours serve their employees, a comprehensive employee benefits agency. And I know personally, because we started using them here at Cat Country and News Radio and ESPN Pensacola about 6 years ago. And they gave us choices we didn't have before. And they answered questions in a way that previous didn't do such a great job at. Fantastic at customer service and just great. I mean, we have literally loved having them as our benefits agency here at News Radio ADX Communications. No obligation for them to look at what you're doing right now and see if there might be a better way to do it. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online, tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Presented by Kia Autosport and Sandy Sansing Dealerships. Limited tickets are available, so visit Impact100Pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National average for gallon gas, 388. Florida's 368. Still outrageous. 330 in Mississippi, 576 in California. If you're in Navarre, 335 east and west of the Walmart. 338 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. 355 in Gulf Breeze proper. 343 at the Milton Raceway. 342 P Ridge at the Murphy. If you go to the second station in Pace, I think that's the Raceway. It's 335. Did I do that right? No, 345. Excuse me, 345. If you get into Pensacola, 326 at the Walmart on 9 Mile, 338 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29, but that is still the best price up and down US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, again, 317 at the Beacon Store 3 on Cervantes, if you can manage to find it. 654, because it's a little off the beaten track, let's be honest. 654 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden is set to address the United Nations General Assembly later this morning. NBC says that'll happen around 10 Eastern, 9 our time. It is day five today of the United Auto Workers strike against the big three U.S. automakers. Reports say the union has met with Ford, GM, and Stellantis in recent days with little to no progress on a new contract. Right now, about 13,000 workers are still on strike at three different plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri.
I'm still convinced that Stellantis sounds like a boy band. It doesn't sound like a car manufacturer, but all right, go ahead.
I think it sounds like a drug. Ask your doctor about Stellantis.
Oh, it does. Oh, right. Side effects may vary.
I can see
sure.
that. Yeah, absolutely. And there's a theater in Cincinnati premiering a documentary exploring the 2016 death of Harambe the gorilla.
Oh, my God, stop it. Stop yeah. it.
Isn't that great? That
justice for Harambe. Go on.
back in 2016, of course, Harambe was shot and killed by the Cincinnati Zoo's Dangerous Animal Response Team after a three-year-old fell into his enclosure. The documentary will feature rare, unreleased photos and videos of Harambe, and it claims that it will show Harambe was attempting to return the young boy to his parents when he was killed.
And just to clarify, because other people's ears may have heard it wrong the way my ears heard it, the three-year-old fell into the enclosure. The three-year-old was not a felon.
Right, right. Fell in.
Yeah, just to be clear. Okay,
so David, he could still work here.
That's right. Yeah. Well, in Florida. David, thanks so much for the update. I forgot to mention, and I apologize. The gas prices were brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen. PeteMooreImports.com. Candy has traffic on the fives.
And we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. There is a vehicle crash with injuries, though, at Bauer and Sorrento. Now, it looks like it may have been moved off to the side. Certainly, if you know different, let us know. If you see an accident or a slowdown or you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So, city council meeting last week, we got some sad news from Mayor Reeves. Put my computer on. Thank you.
Our update with Bay Bluffs is that it is not just a situation where we can go replace some boards, unfortunately, that there's... and we talk about broken records on other things that are good. We're also becoming a little bit of a broken record on trying to make sure that we maintain the things that we have.
That's true. And he doesn't want to hand off to the next mayor a whole bunch of broken down things that haven't been maintained. He's trying to fix that problem. That's a sort of, you know, institutional issue for the city of Pensacola. We're not alone in this, okay? You know, Escambia's got these issues too. There's a lot of problems with maintaining things. But he says, it's really bad, Bay Bluffs Park.
The condition, the supports itself are not in the best condition.
This is the boardwalk.
So we're going to look at some ability to have a modified version of those parks, whether that be up at the top, you know, a picnic area or something like that. And then, of course, we're going to have to cut off and potentially demolish any of the areas that are unsafe for people to be walking on.
And if we do manage to replace and repair...
From that point, obviously, there's nothing in the budget at this point to figuring out replacement. And I would just say there are no numbers, but I think it'd be fair to say we're fearful of what that number will be given the topography of the bluff, the erosion that's happened. How deep you would have to put piles in. I think whatever number you're thinking in your mind it would take to replace, I think it will be significantly higher than that, is our expectation.
So whatever the price you're thinking, it's going to be worse than that.
We are going to look into that. And so I would say we'll have it closed indefinitely at this point, and more to come on what a demo would look like. And certainly we would make sure that we were in place, and any other grant funding opportunities to get it funded, we are willing to do that. I'm not sure what the short-term future would be, because at this point it's not safe for people to be on.
That's not the only reason, though.
Yeah, well, but...
What are they going to do about the
Cupid sign? You still got Chimney Park, 650 to see? You know, just think outside the boardwalk. Sad news. Okay, future news. So on that subject, will Bay Bluffs Park ever be fully rebuilt?
No.
God, I hate to say no because it's such a great amenity, but
it is beautiful.
Be
but I mean, can you really go there and like have a good time without somebody popping out of the bushes going, "Hey, man"?
I have.
Oh,
but,
I haven't.
You know, okay. Right. So I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna be optimistic and say yes.
I hope so too. It's beautiful.
All right, we'll be back.
Sorry.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.